Sometimes you find something spiritually thought-provoking in the strangest places, like in a rerun of an old episode of that hit sitcom, Everybody Loves Raymond. Ray was trying to have that most dreaded conversation of all for many parents, you know, the one about where babies come from. Well, Ray is sitting on his daughter's bed doing his best to get into the subject of sex. At the foot of the bed, he has four books open to the pages that he hopes will help. And then his daughter throws him a curveball. She says, "Daddy, I don't care about how we got here." Ray looks surprised and very relieved. "I want to know why God put us here." Well, Dad's expression is priceless. It's a combination of bewilderment and "let me out of here." She continues to press the question. Now he's obviously wishing they could talk about the birds and the bees. He's stunned. He's stumped. Finally, he fumbles his way into the only answer he can think of. "Well, honey, sometimes it gets, really crowded in heaven, so God sends some down here." Well, his daughter's expression is a combination of bewilderment and, "let me out of here." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about figuring out the meaning of it all. Raymond the Dad mirrored a lot of us. We know a lot more about how we got here than why we were put here. Why am I here? That's the question that seems to dog us our whole life. We didn't know the answer when we were teenagers, and for all our experience, many of us still don't know the answer in life's home stretch. Just living more years doesn't answer the question of the meaning of your life. It just allows you to stay busy most of the time so we don't have to think about it. But it's still the fundamental question about our existence, isn't it? It's the question that must be answered. Honestly, any ideas we have about our purpose on Earth are not much more than guesses. Because there's only one person who knows why we're here. The person who put us here. The Bible says that we are all, quote, God's workmanship, and that we're created to, quote, do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. See, you're not random. God made you for a specific purpose. Our ultimate destiny is summed up in these words from God in Colossians 1:16. It's our word for today from the Word of God. Speaking of Jesus Christ, God says, "All things were created by Him and for Him." Listen, we could put your name in there. There's a blank. So here we go. Is created by Christ and for Christ. The problem is, we've left the orbit we were made for. That's called sin. Our stubborn self-rule of a life God was supposed to run. Unless we can get back to the one we were made for, we will live our whole life without the answer to why I'm here. And we will die without hope. But the Bible gives us incredible hope with this announcement. Christ suffered for our sins to bring you safely home to God. Wow. That means Jesus' death on a cross was a profoundly personal event for you and me because God's Son was paying the price for our sins. He wanted you to belong to Him, to be with Him forever. And so you could put your life in the hands of the one that can lead you into the destiny you were made for. But you have a choice. You can put your total trust in Jesus to forgive your sins and give you a personal love relationship with God, or you can continue orbiting your life around yourself and miss the meaning of the only life you get. There's someone listening right now, I think, who's tired of living without that meaning, without the God who loves you beyond words. If you want to begin a personal relationship with Him, He's waiting for you now. Tell Him you want that relationship. Maybe it's just a simple, heartfelt, "Jesus, I'm yours." He's the one who died to pay for your sins. He really is your only hope. Our website is set up to help you understand this relationship. Check it out, please, today, will you? Anewstory.com. That's the website. Anewstory.com. Listen, haven't you lived long enough without knowing why you're here?
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.